Just a couple more on this issue. What's the situation with the change of government in Australia and the FIRB? We've seen Lindsay Tanner make some comments in the press about being very aware of the sovereign funds issue. Now, obviously, it's a pretty unconventional situation to have Chinese government company buying control of one of our great agribusinesses, and obviously the chemical sector more generally is one of the more sensitive sectors in the economy. Are we receiving any sort of feedback from the new government about how they will look at this?
We have had no feedback or any contact with the Australian government.
Because we're seeing all this sort of comment about Rio Tinto and, you know, Don Argus saying sovereign funds would have watched them and this sort of stuff. So I'm just suggesting there may be a regulatory risk that this deal could potentially be blocked by a new Labor government which might not have as liberal a view on foreign investment. So we're not aware of any...
We are not aware of anything, no. And we, as a company, will not have to make any regulatory approvals in this transaction. Clearly the consortium would. And if there are concerns, I guess that's when they would be raised by the regulatory authorities.
Okay, just two more. What proportion of... Can you tell us a bit about the Chinese company which is buying us? What proportion of their assets will come under our management? So how big a conglomerate is it? I presume the agrochemical business is just a smallish division of China's biggest chemical company. So what proportion of their operation will come under the management control of the new farm team out of Melbourne here?
The best understanding we have is that their agricultural chemicals business is entirely domestic. It's entirely related to the Chinese economy. I understand it's in the order of about $500 million, US dollars.
To revenue?
For revenue, yes. And that would be backed into the new farm operation, which would continue to be managed from Australia with the existing new farm management team, and would be sold in the Chinese market under the new farm brand. And this deal is predicated to some extent on that basis.
And how does PetroChina work in terms of obviously, is it 100% Chinese government control? And do they have any other arrangements like this where they've got a private equity partner which has come in, and have they ever surrendered control of a division like apparently is going to happen here? I mean, it sounds pretty unconventional for a Chinese sort of diversified government-owned giant.
Yeah, this is not PetroChina. This is the Chinese chemical company, ChemChina.
Yeah.
And this section of their operation, as I understand it, is the only aspect of it.
So really, new territory for the bigger chemical parent, if I'm saying. They haven't got this any arrangement before.
We put this information in the public domain, so it's there to read it and have a look at it.